Welcome to Around Town with me, Rhonda Bellamy. A major photography exhibit opens at the Artworks this month, casting light on the life and careers of Brian Peterson. Opening the curtain, 50 Years of Image, Word, and Song, opens September 27th and runs through November 10th. Brian has been featured in more than 60 solo and group exhibits, with his works in over a dozen museum collections, including the Philadelphia Museum of Art, the Denver Art Museum, and the Library of Congress. And he's also a longtime chief curator for the James Michener Museum in Pennsylvania. A triple threat, so to speak. He's joined by Betsy Knowles, co-owner of the Artworks. Congratulations, Betsy, on the opening of Gallery Verrazano.
Thank you very much, Rhonda. Jim and I are very excited to have the gallery actually open with a name. And this will be our second show, photography show, so we're excited to have Brian Peterson being our solo.
Betsy, describe for our listeners just what the Artworks is.
The Artworks is a warehouse in the South Front District of Wilmington. It's 200 Willard Street, and we consist of an art village with 50 artists in their working studios. In addition, we have a 7,200 square foot event venue, which is Gallery Verrazano, and then a smaller lounge that is also an event venue. We're open normally Fridays and Saturdays. For Brian's exhibit, we'll be open Thursday through Sunday, and we're always open with the Arts Council of Wilmington and New Hanover County's fourth Friday, which is September 27th this month.
Brian, what drew you to photography?
I became a photographer largely because I like to put myself in contact with things that I love. And photography has that ability, if you do it, you know, with heart, to actually, instead of being creating distance between you and reality, it creates a connection. And I think it's that connection, maybe, that my most interested me about the medium.
The opening reception for Opening the Curtain, 50 Years of Image, Word, and Song, is Friday, September 27th at the Artworks, 200 Willard Street. Brian, tell us more about this multimedia installation.
I studied classical music in my teens and 20s, very serious about it. And so when I began to get interested in video, it was very natural for me to go back to my roots, in a sense, with music. And so you'll find a video that's a kind of visual interpretation of a Chopin piano prelude or a Beethoven sonata or, you know, some other piece of classical music that I love. But then I also have gotten into making my own audio tracks and kind of trying to marry those the audio to the visual in a way it's something that I get great joy out of nowadays, because I have background in writing and background in music and background in visual. And the videos kind of bring them together in a very exciting way sometimes for me. So
he will have actually videos playing that people will be able to have headphones and listen and watch some of his audio work and visual work.
It's sort of my version of MTV.
Your work is in some very prestigious museum collections. What did that feel like?
Well, it feels pretty good. I mean, it's nice to have your work validated by other folks. In the end, it's not really what makes one do it, at least not for me anyway. Do it because it gives my life meaning, and as I say, because it makes me aware of things that I care about. In fact, I did a show at a museum in Philadelphia called Only Connect, which was based on the E.M. Forster novel Howard's End, where the whole premise of the novel is that the connection is what really matters with people, and not very many people came, which I thought was kind of fun.
Do you have a favorite of your own work?
I've done portraits, and also did a lot of work out in the Southwest area, you know, Utah, Southern Utah, and Arizona, where you spend hours and hours by yourself in the canyons, connect with nature in a way that's very powerful. And I hope that some of that gets translated into the work. You know.
Well, if you're just tuning in to WHQR, we're talking with Betsy Knowles of the Artworks and acclaimed photographer Brian Peterson, whose exhibit Opening the Curtain, 50 Years of Image, Word, and Song, opens September 27th and runs through November 10th. This month's fourth Friday gallery night is September 27th. More than 20 galleries and art spaces open their doors for an after-hours celebration of art and culture from 6 to 9 p.m. in downtown Wilmington. Here at WHQR, a thread runs through it, an exhibition featuring five artists exploring traditional stitching and contemporary fiber art. And over at ACES Gallery, Sarah Jones is celebrating connections with people of color. More information about Fourth Friday Gallery Nights, including a downloadable brochure, is available at www.artswilmington.org. Around Town with Rhonda Bellamy is a production of WHQR Public Media. I'm Rhonda Bellamy.